is a big weekend in college football, but nowhere is it bigger than in the Pac-12. We'll break that down right here on Locked On NFL Draft.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, sir. Welcome in to another episode of Locked On NFL Draft. I am joined by former NFL AFL defensive back Eric Crocker, also a USC fan. And that's going to matter tonight. And you'll find out why in just a second. Ryan Tracy from Rogue Analytics, at Ryan Tracy NFL on Twitter, at Eric underscore Crocker on Twitter. And I'm John Harris, football analyst, sideline reporter for the Houston Texans, also owner operator of a draft website called FootballTakeover.com. And tonight's episode of Locked On NFL Draft is presented by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's PrizePicks.com, promo code Locked On. Keep Prize Picks in your mind. Just kind of let it marinate there for a little bit, because we're going to come back to that a little later in the show. But Eric Crocker, your Trojans are going to UCLA. Now, the Bruins got knocked off last week by Arizona, a program that hasn't completely turned it around, but it is nearly a full 180 from where that program was. So, upset win for the Arizona Wildcats at UCLA, and that's where USC travels this weekend. Eric, with the Trojans, it's Jordan Addison. Is he the player you get most excited about seeing against UCLA?
Nah, you know, actually, it is Caleb Williams, the quarterback, and everything kind of starts and ends with him. You know, the USC Trojans, they've gotten off to slow starts. And you watch them against Colorado. That's the team where you were expecting them to just blow them out. And eventually they did, but not before, you know, a very slow start. I don't think you can have that kind of start against UCLA, where you are actually down 2-3. It was a really odd score to start the game against Colorado, a team that they were favored by like 25 points, right? And they end up winning by that margin. But UCLA, they pose definitely different challenges. I think when you look at the quarterback there and Dorian Thompson-Robinson, aka DTR, and what he's able to do, he's been having a very dynamic ability this year. Zach Charbonnet, he's going to be running the ball. I'm pretty sure they're going to lean on him. And the one key loss for USC that kind of really is the equalizer here is losing Dye. And now USC has to lean on young guys. Raleigh Brown, shout out to Raleigh Brown, Stock, California. I coached him, but true freshman. And now he's going to have to be a big pivotal part of your offense. And he did very well last game when he had to come in and he totaled around 80 yards and a touchdown. He's going to have to do it again on a much bigger scale in a very big game. This is a big time rivalry right here that goes back centuries.
Yeah, I wish I could see this. This is one of the rivalry games I would love to be able to see. First of all, I love when they both wear their home jerseys. I think that's awesome with the Cardinal and the UCLA blue.
Yeah.
Ryan, have you studied – what are the analytics been saying about Latu, the edge player for UCLA? Have you had a chance to dive into what he's done and how dynamic he has been?
Yeah, my last update was week before last. And he's right up there with both of the Murphy brothers in the top 20 in three major metrics: win percentage, pressure percentage, and then the finish rate, how many times he actually converts those pressures to sacks. And he's hanging in there, a guy that he's not lauded across the country. And obviously when you play with twin brothers that can rush the passer as well, They get a lot more attention, but he's just the guy that's always there. He's always cleaning it up. And I think he's somebody that maybe on the national stage now will get some blow up this week. There's not a whole lot of primetime games, but he has a chance to stand out here.
You talk about edge rushers. USC has an edge rusher that has, or pass rusher that has 11 and a half sacks on the season. Tuli Tuipulotu.
Yes, you did. Yes. Tuipulotu. Yes.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Forced fumbles as well. So I think that's a guy right now that really across college football is kind of being, I don't want to say slept on, but nobody's really mentioning him. And he had big time production through 10 games this season.
Man, I hate the fact that I'm using the Dallas Cowboys here as a reference, but back when the Cowboys were great in the 90s, talk about the triplets, you know, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, and Troy Aikman. So which team's got the better triplets? You got Caleb Williams. Now, there's no Travis Dye, but Ralique Brown, who played at Modern Day as well, and Jordan Addison on the USC side. UCLA's got DTR, Zach Charbonnet, and Jake Bobo. Ryan Tracy, which group of triplets are you taking if I want a little either or with those three?
If Dye's in this ballgame, it's USC all the way. But yeah, without him, I think that's a big chunk. I think it swings over to UCLA now. Sorry, Croc.
Eric, what do you say? Pick your tree. Pick your power trio there. That's hard. I know you can't pick.
I have to agree. I have to agree because I think, you know, a running back is definitely a quarterback's best friend. And DTR, as dynamic as he is, and hey, it doesn't all have to be on me because we have Zach Charbonnet. We can hand the ball to 25 times if need be. And then, oh, off of play actions, different things, and moving around, you could throw the ball downfield to Bobo, who's, you know, found himself in the end zone quite a few times this year. So I kind of lean more towards UCLA as well.
Well, those are some pretty solid trios. There are going to be some seriously, there's a high number of draftable prospects in this particular game. And I think one of the best is going to be Andrew Voorhees from USC at guard. Could play tackle if you need to, but man, that dude is strong as an ox. And I know of a team that is kind of struggling a little bit at guard. They could use an Andrew Voorhees for sure. Yeah, they have a Kenyon Green, but you know the Texans could really use Andrew Voorhees. But he is going to be fun to watch, number 72, wearing the Cardinal on Saturday. All right, the other game in the Pac-12, I don't know, maybe that one's more important. We'll see. But Utah's going to Oregon. Revenge on the mind of the Ducks. Can Ducks actually get revenge, or are they too nice an animal? I don't know. We'll discuss that next. But I want to talk to you a little bit about moments. And sparkling moments. You've got something planned. So December 15th is my favorite day ever. That's the day that my wife and I got married back in 19... long time ago, put it that way. Blue Nile didn't exist back then, and I really wish it had, because it could have made that celebration that much more memorable. The original online jeweler. Blue Nile offers the largest selection of independently graded diamonds and pieces priced significantly below traditional retailers. All we had back then was to walk into a Macy's or somewhere else or, you know, a jeweler back then and go get it all done. Well, you can do it all with Blue Nile right now, and it can be for anything. Blue Nile has helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring. Their easy online tools let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Make your moment sparkle with Blue Nile. Go to BlueNile.com and use code LOCKEDON to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. That's BLUE, the color blue, Nile, like the river, NILE.com, code LOCKEDON to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. BlueNile.com, code LOCKEDON. And we'd like to thank you for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. Now, before we get into Utah, Oregon, I love to talk about underwear and pajamas and being comfortable. When you're hanging around the house and you're watching college football on a Saturday, or for you guys, if you guys out there that are watching NFL on Sunday and you're just hanging around the house, just eating chips, having a beer, maybe a hot dog, you want to be comfortable, right? Well, comfort comes in the form of what? Loungewear, pajamas maybe. Maybe you don't even get out of your pajamas on Sunday, but mainly underwear. That's the one. Underwear goes with you everywhere, but you want to be super comfortable watching ball. Well, then Tommy John is for you. Right now, Tommy John's Black Friday sale. You could give the gift of comfort to everyone on your list, including you. Yes, give yourself some new underwear with brand new Tommy John underwear, loungewear, and pajamas. Over 18 million pairs sold. And that gives Tommy John, that makes giving Tommy John a holiday tradition. 97% of women and men love getting a gift from Tommy John. Shop Tommy John's Black Friday sale going on right now. And get 30% off site-wide. 30% off the whole thing at TommyJohn.com/lockedon. Underwear, loungewear, PJs. It's the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Again, 30% off everything right now at TommyJohn.com/lockedon. TommyJohn.com/lockedon. See the site for details. Utah's going to Oregon. I'll start with this question. It might be a little odd. Is there such thing as seeking revenge in football? Eric, yes or no?
Definitely.
Definitely? Ryan, you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can Oregon get revenge on Utah after two beatdowns last year? Or is a banged up Bo Nix and a healthy Ty Thompson enough for Oregon to get that revenge? Ryan, I'll start with you.
With Bo Nix banged up, he doesn't have to have the hysterical production on the ground to still be effective in this ballgame. And I think maybe the biggest star might be the not eligible for the draft wide receiver in Franklin that's going to help him out quite a bit. I think there's still enough juice there that what a Utah team is and a quarterback that I think we really need to talk more about. I don't know that they got the firepower to keep up with Oregon.
Cam Rising, Eric Crocker, I have called Cam Rising the 2023 version of Gardner Minshew, the hair, the mustache, but he's got gamer qualities. How much does that matter to you as a draft prospect that a quarterback has gamer qualities?
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned Gardner Minshew because, yeah, they're very similar in stature, very similar play styles. This is a guy that can make plays with his legs, his arm. And, you know, we've referenced the college football postseason game between Utah and Ohio State, mostly in favor of Ohio State and some of the plays that C.J. Stroud made. But yeah, Cam Rising, he was going toe-to-toe with those guys and kept Utah in the game. And when he wasn't playing this year, you can really see, like, oh, man, he's missing in this game right here. This is a really good quarterback for this team and what it is that they want to do. Doesn't have a Troy Franklin-type receiver, so I think a little bit more falls on his shoulders.
I got a question for you guys because – I'm not so sure that this isn't, no matter what the outcome of this ball game is, that Rising doesn't have to go back. He's a guy, especially with all the quarterbacks in the Pac-12, that is not up amongst the leaders anywhere. What is he? I think he's 38th on the season with 2,200 yards thrown, 19 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. That's still good, but I think he's got more to prove. Do you guys think that he needs to go back? He is a junior right now. Can he benefit from another season with all these other quarterbacks getting out of the way?
I think the biggest thing for a person making that decision is, does he have more in his game to improve? For example, and I use this example a lot, now the name escapes me, but USC had a linebacker back in the 06-07 timeframe, and he actually declared early for the draft. And he was asked about it. He said, look, what's the knock on me going to the draft? He goes, I'm short. Because he was like 5'11", 235. He's like, I'm short. I'm a little smaller than everybody else. Well, I'm not going to grow another 3 inches, and I'm not going to put on another 10, 15 pounds. So I'm going to start my NFL clock now. I think for Rising, there's some of that, but I do think his game needs, as Eric said, I think refinement. That was the word I was looking at. I think his game needs a little bit more refinement in all areas, in particular, just the straight dropback game. Now, he doesn't always have a receiver to throw to, but he does have a Dalton Kincaid. And I do think Dalton Kincaid needs to come into the draft because he's going to be a superstar. He's my poor man's Zach Ertz. He is phenomenal. And I think he's going to be big in this game against Oregon. I'm curious how Oregon decides to cover him and whether Christian Gonzalez finds his way over to Dalton Kincaid. But I think as Rising goes, you know, transfer from Texas, you know, there's that Gardner Minshew. And that, going back to Gardner Minshew, when Gardner transferred to Washington State, I mean, he was thinking about going to Alabama to be a backup. And then Mike Leach called him and said, come on out to Washington State and see how this goes. And he ended up making himself a draftable prospect. I think Cam Rising is that. But I do think there are some things that he's going to clear up. But he's not going to grow to 6'6". He's not going to grow to 240. So there's always going to be a ceiling. So he has to determine, has his college game hit that ceiling yet? I don't know that it has. So I do think going back would end up making be a sound business decision for him. All right, when we get back, we're going to take these two games and do a little prize picks projection fun on the other side. But it's kind of like betting, right? It's what we're about to do. It's kind of like betting. And when you're betting, betonline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. And at this time of year, with college basketball kicking off, football just in full swing, esports, I don't know what the time of year is for esports. It feels like that can be 12 months a year. BetOnline.net, they have it all. And if you love sports podcasts, which we know you do because you listen to us, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, I mentioned at the outset, the show is brought to you by PrizePicks. It's a crossover Thursday. So on those Thursday shows, sometimes we like to do at the end of the show a little PrizePicks projections. Now, I have not looked these up. I just made these up. So these are my projection, but we're doing it prize pick style, more or less. Very simple. Here we go. We're going to start with USC wide receiver Jordan Addison. And we will make our USC supporter go second. So Ryan Tracy, you're up first. More or less, Jordan Addison, 125 receiving yards against UCLA's porous pass defense.
I think he's got the opportunity to show exactly what he is, and that is wide receiver one. I think he goes more, maybe not over 150, but somewhere between that 125 and 150.
I'm going like 9 for 137 in a tutty. That's what I think he gets. Eric Crocker is your guy, Jordan Addison, A, wide receiver one, which we know he is. Is he going to put up more or less than 125 receiving yards against UCLA?
I still think that the wide receiver one is definitely a discussion, right? I really like him. I like his game. Overall game, really good. Reminds me of Robert Woods and some of the other guys I mentioned that played at USC. Marquise Lee, when he was at USC, like when he was good before the injury. All right, so a lot of ability there, but there are other people that might question if he's true wide receiver one. As far as the higher or lower on the yardage, I'm going to actually go higher. They are definitely going to have to depend on him. They're going to have to lean on him. Again, you do not have Dye. And Dye has been one of the more underrated prospects in college football. Yep. They've leaned on him in the running game. They've leaned on him in the passing game. They've thrown the short passes to him. He's done all the dirty work. He had to run between the tackles, outside the tackles. And you don't have him. So I think there might be more opportunities to just figure out different ways to get the ball into Jordan Addison's hands, out in space, let him create. And I think that's going to up his production for the day.
All right, that's three of us. More than 125 for Jordan Addison receiving yards. All right, let's flip it over. Talk about Zach Charbonnet. Been pounding it this year. He is a hammer for the USC defense, which at times has shown some promise, and then at other times they've had some breakdowns on defense. Eric Crocker, we'll start with you. Zach Charbonnet, more or less 135 rushing yards for Zach Charbonnet.
I'm going with the trend, and I'm definitely going with more. I mean, this is a guy who they're going to give the ball to a lot. And if there's anything I've noticed with USC and that defense, they definitely can have letdowns. Let's talk about Charbonnet's last five games here. 124 yards rushing on the ground against Washington, 198 yards on the ground against Utah, 151 yards on the ground against Oregon, 198 yards on the ground against Stanford, 181 yards on the ground against Arizona. I mean, this guy's running crazy, and they're giving him the touches. He's getting 20-plus touches a game. I think this is definitely a guy who you can say, I'll hit the higher on those numbers.
Ryan Tracy, do you agree? Zach Charbonnet, more or less 135 rushing yards.
Absolutely. His low in the last month was, 7.5 yards a carry? Yeah, that's happening all day long. They got to do it. Bo will be a nice little change of pace, but, yeah, well over that. I'll put it at the 176 mark.
Okay, the only way he doesn't go higher than that is if what happens against, I think it was, not Colorado, the game before Colorado, he just did not play.
Right.
There was a game where Charbonnet just sat on the sideline, and he was fully dressed. Didn't really get to find out exactly what was going on there, but he did not play. If that happens, then he'll go lower on his numbers. If I don't foresee that happening.
The only other thing that could happen is if USC does jump out fast and forces UCLA to have to throw. That would be the only way I could see it happening, and I don't even know if I see that. But, Ryan, you brought up Jake Bobo. UCLA wide receiver Jake Bobo, more or less 5 receptions against the USC secondary? Ryan, thoughts?
I think it's going to be right close to there. Mm-hmm. And it will depend on how well Charbonnet runs, to tell you the truth, because I think the play action is going to be there for him, Bobo in particular, if they get off to that tear. So I feel like that's the way the game flow is going to go. So I'll take the more. Thank you very much. I'll take 5 or more.
Eric Crocker, UCLA wide receiver Jake Bobo, 6'4", 215, Duke transfer, more or less 5 receptions against USC.
I'm definitely going to go with lower. And the good thing about going with lower there is if he doesn't get 6, you still have an opportunity to push. So I'm saying that he's going to have 5 or less, and I'm trending more towards the less side.
Very nice. Gentlemen, excellent job. Boy, the Pac-12, USC, UCLA, Utah, at Oregon. A lot of games to watch, but those two we'll have our eyes on, and we will be breaking them all down this week. Tomorrow, Friday night draft. You do not want to miss it because the gang gives thanks. And we want to thank you for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports today. From the games that matter the most, the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. For Eric, for Ryan, I'm John. We will see you tomorrow right here on Locked On NFL Draft. Let's go.